Hey there, awesome people. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to untangling life's little knots and finding that sweet spot of inner peace. Ever feel like you're constantly on the go, chasing deadlines, juggling a million things, and barely catching your breath? You know that feeling when your mind is racing faster than a caffeinated squirrel and you just can't seem to switch off? Well, guess what? You're not alone. In today's world of constant notifications, endless demands, and information overload, it feels like peace is a rare commodity, something we desperately crave but struggle to find. Today we're diving headfirst into the art of finding peace in the present moment, because, let's face it, dwelling on the past or stressing about the future doesn't exactly get us anywhere. So buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways that will help you tap out of that overstimulation cycle and finally find some inner zen. Number 1. Mindfulness is your superpower. Think of it like this. Our minds are like those wild monkeys in a jungle gym, constantly swinging from thought to thought, jumping from worry to anxiety to distraction. Mindfulness is like gently guiding those monkeys back into their cage, allowing you to observe your thoughts without judgment and just be present in the here and now. Sounds simple, right? It takes practice, but trust me, the benefits are worth it. Number 2. Breathe. Seriously, breathe. I know it sounds basic, but deep, conscious breathing is like a reset button for your nervous system. When you feel overwhelmed, take a few moments to inhale deeply through your nose, hold it for a count of 4, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this a few times and watch the stress melt away. Number 3. Ditch the digital detox. I'm not saying become a Luddite and live in a cave, although that might sound pretty peaceful right now. But seriously, taking regular breaks from our screens can do wonders for our mental well-being. Think of it as giving your brain a chance to recharge. Put down the phone, close the laptop, and spend some time connecting with the real world. Go for a walk, read a book, or simply sit in silence and enjoy the stillness. Number 4. Cultivate gratitude. I'm not talking about just saying thank you when someone holds the door open for you, although that's important too. I'm talking about actively noticing and appreciating the good things in your life, big and small. Take a moment each day to reflect on what you're grateful for. It could be something as simple as a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a loving friend. This shift in perspective can have a profound impact on your overall happiness. Number 5. Embrace imperfection. We're all human, and that means we make mistakes. We get things wrong, sometimes we mess up big time. But instead of beating ourselves up about it, let's learn to embrace those imperfections as part of the journey. Remember, progress is not always linear. There will be ups and downs, stumbles and triumphs. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your successes, and learn from your setbacks. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She was constantly running around, juggling work, family, social commitments, and trying to squeeze in some me time. She felt overwhelmed, stressed, and like she was constantly playing catch-up. One day, she decided to try something different. She started practicing mindfulness for just 10 minutes each morning. At first, it was tough. Her mind would race, thoughts would pop up like popcorn, and she'd get distracted easily. But she kept at it, even when it felt challenging. Slowly but surely, things began to change. She noticed that her stress levels were lower, she felt more focused throughout the day, and she was able to appreciate the little moments more. A cup of coffee on a sunny morning, a good conversation with a friend, or simply the feeling of the wind on her skin. Sarah's story is a reminder that even small changes can have a big impact. You don't need to overhaul your entire life to find peace. It's about making conscious choices and incorporating practices into your daily routine that help you connect with the present moment. So, what's the takeaway here? Peace isn't some distant utopia. It's something we can cultivate right here, right now. It's about taking control of our thoughts, appreciating the simple things, and finding moments of stillness amidst the chaos. Remember to breathe, be mindful, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. Got any tips for finding peace in the present moment? Share them with us on social media. Tag us. Tap out of overstimulation. Let's keep this conversation going. And, as always, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.